Yes, yes, you fought well, like you always do. I would expect nothing less from the captain of the guard. However, if you don't up your game, aren't you worried that people will begin to wonder if they should be passing your mantle on to me? But of course, my friend, you know that I only jest. If I meant to take your job, it would be mine already. Indeed, 'twould be a shame for an adopted orc female to constantly best a human male in battle. Lucky for you, I think you managed to win perhaps 2 out of the last 10 fights. Toss me that cloth, would you? My thanks. Certainly, Captain. You may be lacking the brute strength that we orc possess, but your speed and agility keep me on my toes. I actually worked up a sweat. Good evening, Your Majesty. I must admit that I am surprised to see you here. Are you certain that a scene of such violence should be witnessed by a delicate elvish princess, such as yourself? There is much truth to that statement. The arena of politics is brutal, and you are faced with such a war every day. You are impressively fearsome in that regard, Princess. The captain. It is sweet that you worry for him, but he is a big boy, and he can handle himself. Well, most of the time. It seems that I am a foil for him, which is good, as it helps keep both of our skills sharp. Hones the edges. But, seriously, my princess, what brings you down here today? You wish to see me, you say. That sincerely warms my heart. However, I am not certain that your father, the king, would approve. Do I detect envy on your face, Princess? But of course I do. I am quite perceptive, after all. To be an effective knight, being able to correctly assess a situation is an essential skill. It ensures that we can protect those under our care and that we are able to fight bravely and efficiently. And do you know what that superior perception tells me? That your heart, my dearest maiden, is as green as my skin. Well, since we both seem to be full of terrible ideas today, would you like to give swordplay a try? You know me well enough to know that I do not jest, Princess. What do you say? You know that it is my solemn duty to keep you safe. I would never let any harm befall you. And besides, we'll only be using wooden practice swords. And you will not be fighting a living opponent. This is not the first time you've come down to watch a practice, Princess. Merely the first occasion you've been bold enough to expose yourself by showing that pretty face to the light of day. Your blush is so innocent, princess. Come, take my hand. I know the true source of your jealousy lies in the lack of ability to express yourself. And what better way to release all that pent-up rage than with a sword in hand, Being composed for the sake of civility is not required here, my lady. The other knights and the captain care little, as long as no harm comes to you. Savagery is rewarded. Now, based on your height, let's see here. I believe this would be the best size for you. Grasp the hilt firmly in your dominant hand and test the weight. It may be made of wood, but it is very similar to the weight of an actual blade. Your father's sorcerers have bespelled them so we may practice without doing actual harm, with maximum effect. Very good. Now, move that hand closer to the crossguard and put your non-dominant hand under it. Since you are unused to using a weapon like this, it's best to start with two hands for stability. It may only be wood, but treat it as if it's made of steel. For the sake of simplicity, we'll have the target stay still for you, princess. If, after a few swings, you decide you need more of a challenge, we shall find a way to accommodate. You're uncertain the best way to attack. I have a solution. Do you trust me to be in your personal space, my lady? Then permit me to step in close behind you and cover your hands with mine so you can feel what a proper swing feels like. Your skin is so fair that it shows the blossoms of color in your cheeks so easily. Do I make you nervous, princess? Then let us proceed. Step forward with the foot opposite to your dominant hand. Good. Now we lift your arms up overhead and bring it down hard on the target. Excellent. Now I shall step back and let you take a few more whacks at it, as you will. Good. You can swing harder than that, my lady. I've seen the way you fight with your brothers. Glorious. Again, princess. You are satisfied, you say. Then I shall return your weapon to its proper place, my lady. Come, walk with me, if you please. You have worn yourself out, it seems. Let us fetch you something to drink. No, this is normal. The other royals work so hard to keep you from exerting yourself physically. You are very important to them, but I feel it would serve all of you better if they would allow you to exercise your body as vigorously as you exercise your mind. Princess, your ferocity with the practice target was truly impressive. You should be proud of your technique and your strength. My lady, Nobody is perfect, but you are a kind, compassionate, involved ruler in training. Strength does not just come from big muscles such as mine. There is strength in your persistence, your courage, your tenacity. I know it is not my place to make such a request, but I never want to hear the words, "I am weak," pass your lips again. It's an untruth I cannot tolerate. My skills with a sword are leaps and bounds ahead of yours, because I have had a blade in my hand since I was taken in by the knights, after the death of my family. This is the first instance you've been allowed to touch even a practice weapon, yes? Then comparing our skill sets is as comparing apples to oranges, princess. Both may be sweet, but they are not the same. Here, we finally found a quiet place to sit and have a rest. Your father would indeed have a fit if he saw you sipping water from the pumps out of a dented old cup. But the water is clean, at least. I have a bit of a different perspective, perhaps. Surely you know the image you present to the world, princess. You have a beauty that is unrivaled, regardless of the race of humanoids others may attempt to compare you to. Watching you so greedily swallow that cool water, your head leaned back as it slides down your gullet, with that silly, mangled mug of mine in your slender fingers. It only amplifies how gorgeous you truly are. Ah, there's that pretty color in your cheeks again, my lady. Were the world a different place, I should very much like to kiss them and watch that crimson blush darken. However, a compromise, if you will. Since it seems we are alone for the moment, may I take your hand? So small. So delicate, my beautiful princess. And your skin is as soft as I always dreamed it would feel beneath my lips. Thank you, my lady, for spending this time with me. I look forward to seeing what a wonderful change you will exact upon this land with your strength, when the throne is passed to you.